Afternoon, it's Rick.
Hello, my name is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in California, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call might be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Am I speaking to Richard?
Correct.
Thank you so much. Would you prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
English, please.
Thank you. Now, in which state do you currently live?
California.
Thank you. In which county in California do you currently live?
Fresno.
Thank you so much. Now, of all of the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or most all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, all or almost all calls on regular home phone?
All on cell phone.
Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, political party, or a candidate for
no.
a political office? Thank you so much. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1955.
Thank you so much. Now, can you please tell me what is your main racial ethnic heritage? American
White.
Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, oh, sorry,
Caucasian.
Hispanic or Latino? Thank you so much. Caucasian or white? And what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
High school.
Thank you so much. Now, getting started, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president? Strongly
approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay.
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as a governor?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And if the elections for the state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read to you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you feel you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone that you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. First, we have Kamala Harris. Favorable,
strongly
unfavorable?
Approved. Strongly favorable.
Thank you so much. Then we have Joanna Garcia Rose. Favorable, unfavorable, no opinion,
yeah.
Never heard of.
No opinion. Next.
Thank you. We have Esmeralda Soria. Favorable,
next.
Unfavorable. Okay, thank you. And Donald Trump. Favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Now, which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for the state assembly? Taxes, jobs in the economy, healthcare, education, abortion, homelessness, crime and public safety, border security, inflation and the cost of living, climate change?
Climate change.
Thank you. Thinking ahead on the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for the President, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next, if the election for the President was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
It's actually Kamala Harris, not Kamala.
Thank you. And if the election for the state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor. Okay, thank you.
Well, I'll vote for the Democrat if you're going to tell me what party they're in.
Oh, okay. We have, if the election for the state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Ross, the Republican auditor and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
Esmeralda, Democrat.
Okay. Would you say that you will probably vote for Soria or definitely vote for Soria?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Moving on, would you say that the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off? Thank you so much. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, stayed the same?
Decreased.
On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Not on purpose.
Thank you so much. Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican this year?
No.
Thank you so much. Next, I'd like to read to you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her on the state assembly. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Much more likely.
Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over the state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. No difference, much less likely. Thank you so much. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Much more likely. Thank you so much. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
Somewhat less likely, but still voting for the Democrat, whoever it is.
Thank you. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison, where they belong. Much more likely, somewhat more likely,
much
somewhat
more
less
likely.
Thank you so much. Now that you have shared some information, if the election for the state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor and mother?
Esmeralda, whatever her name is, the Democrat.
Thank you so much. Next, I'd like to read to you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Bali residents, and then two months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference. Thank you. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that will raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Much more likely, somewhat. Thank you so much. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely. Thank you. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Much more likely, Thank you so much. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Much more likely, Thank you so much. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for the State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican Auditor, Mother. Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly. For whom would you vote?
Democrat, Esmeralda. I still can't.
Thank you. Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only, regardless of how you may feel today. Are you registered to vote as a Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Would you say a strong Democrat, not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal? Almost
liberal.
Issues. Thank you so much. Would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Thanks. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-choice.
Thank you. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
Yes.
Thank you. Regardless of how you feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Thank you. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank
Have
you.
A nice day.
Bye.